Welcome to The Faithful Servant, a podcast reaching you in the midst of your battles, where you can find hope, joy, wisdom, and healing. My name is Eric Howland, and at the end of the day, my hope is that I can hear the words, "Well done, my faithful servant." Welcome, everyone, to The Faithful Servant podcast. For those of you who listen each week, I want to sincerely say thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Please make sure to share it with your friends, share it with your family members. Click the follow button, give us a 5-star rating. I would appreciate it. To those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I also want to say thank you and welcome. My hope in all of this is that you are encouraged, or if you are in a place where you're struggling, that you can find hope to overcome life's challenges. And that's my whole purpose. And so for today, we're going to dive into one thing: allowing God to use us. So have you ever found yourself in a place where you offered yourself up to someone else? Hey, give me a call if you need to talk. Hey, I'm here for you. If you need to talk, you need to unwind, vent, whatever, I'm here. Don't be afraid. Give me a call. Have you ever done that? I did last week. Didn't think anything of it. Talked to my neighbor. We were outside talking. And I said, hey, anytime you need to talk, I'm up at 4:00 every morning. Go ahead, send me a message. Give me a call. You know, I'll put coffee on. We can sit by the fire, whatever. Well, this week, my phone went off at 4:15 a.m. Hey, I'm just taking a stab at this. I'm not sure if you're up, but you know, you said reach out to you if I needed help. I had two choices. I could tell him, hey, listen, I'm still in bed. Or I could respond, hey, getting the coffee ready, come on over. I made myself available to my neighbor. But most importantly, I made myself available to be used by God. And at the end of the day, that's my passion. That's where I am. Like, I really find joy. I find peace. I find purpose is being able to help people. And so he comes over, and I'm not getting into the details of everything we talked about. Just know this: it lasted 2.5 hours. And at the end of the conversation, I was able to pray for him. And I saw a man break down and realize that he needed to come back to God. See, and that's the whole purpose here. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, God is trying to find someone who's going to help me. I need help to be able to reach to the people that I so love, that they need to turn from their ways, that I love them. But I want them to come back to me. So God's saying, whom shall I send? And Isaiah stands up and screams to God, here I am. Send me. So here was my opportunity. God, here I am. I offered myself up. Here I am to be used by you. I don't know what I'm walking into. I don't know what's going to be discussed. But use me. I've known my neighbor for a long time. I've known him to be a God-fearing man, a follower of Jesus, someone that is dependable. If you need something, he will be there. What I saw was a broken man who didn't know where to go. And all God was telling me the whole time was, get him back to me. Get him focused back to me. Because I love him. So I sat there and I listened. We went through two cups of coffee. And when I say cups of coffee, I mean pots of coffee, I should say. I think I had six cups, full cups of coffee. He might have had four. I made us breakfast. I mean, it was a time for me to just sit back and listen. I didn't speak much. But when I did speak, it went right to his soul. And I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't me speaking. And I know that might sound weird to a lot of people out there, because yeah, you were. It was your voice. It was your mouth moving. I hear what you're saying. But when we allow ourselves to be used by God, God works through us. God gives us the wisdom to say the words that we need to say. God gives us the strength to be able to endure the stress that might come upon us. And God was using me as a tool to get someone he loves back to him. So my question is very simple. Are you wanting to be used by God? Are you willing to stand up and say, Lord, here I am. Send me. Use me. Because if you look around right now, one of the biggest things that our world needs more than anything is God's love. You know, Jesus talks about if you see someone in need, you need to reach out. You need to help them. If you see someone sick, you need to be there with them. If you see someone who is not clothed, give them clothes. If you see someone who's hungry, feed them. See, this is God's ultimate passion, is to love us, no matter our situation. But right now, we have so much anger, so much hate within us for the brothers, for our sisters, that God is asking his people, who's going to stand up for me and love? There's hurt in the world. I see it. God's saying, I see the hurt. Who's going to stand up and help me? So if you're willing to stand up, let me tell you, it doesn't matter if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You better make yourself available. It doesn't matter what is said. It might shock you to learn something, but you got to make yourself available. I was talking to a friend today about this a little bit, and their response when I told them the topic, this is what they said to me. It would probably scare us to know how many times God wanted to use us and we didn't see it. We get too caught up in our own lives. Yeah, we say, hey, if you need help, I'm here for you. But are we missing it? Are we missing those times that God says, hey, I need you here, I need you right here? or I need you over here. This person's hurting. I need you over here. But we miss it because we're not looking through the prism of God. We're not looking through what God has for us. You know, I've talked about that purpose in life. This is my purpose. This is my purpose, to love people, to help people in need. And I left feeling energized. Because I allowed myself to be used. And I think that's, at the end of the day, that's our purpose in life. So when I say why I do what I do, why I do this podcast, why I love having one-on-ones with people, just to be able to listen to them, to be able to guide them back to God, to show them God's love, it's because I inherently have this servant's heart to see others have a fulfilled life. I don't want anyone around me to have a mediocre life. Like, I'm going to be that person's biggest cheerleader. Yeah, we might have had some disagreements. We might have, you know, lost touch with each other. You know, they might have blocked me, but I'm still going to be their biggest cheerleader because I want them to have a fulfilled life. And for me, I'm going to be honest, that fulfilled life doesn't mean you have all the possessions in the world. The fulfilled life to me means that you are filled with joy and peace every day. No matter the circumstances going around in your life, you understand that joy and peace reign within your life. And that's what I want for my brothers and sisters. I want them to be able to experience just a piece of what I get to experience. The second part about why I do what I do, I want to see the glory of God reign. Because if I see the glory of God reigning, we are living in a world full of love for each other. I'm tired of the hatred. It's exhausting. One side is against the other. If we come together and are loving each other, helping each other out, I envision a world like, you know, we hear all these great people before us, Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. They were talking about God's love. Living in unity, living for one purpose, God. So why do I do what I do? Because I want to see him reign. So that all of his children can experience a fulfilled life of joy and peace. And that third aspect, I want to live with joy and peace. If I allow myself to be used by God, I get to experience that, me personally. I've lived so much of my life with anxiety, depression, struggles day after day. When I finally found that joy and peace, that gorilla jumped off my back. I walked taller. I talked with confidence because I know who I am. Serving other people, helping other people, inherently serves us. Because we get to see God's love first and foremost. We get to see a life changed. So when you live with a mindset to say, here I am, God, send me, you will not only see a transformation in the world, but you're going to see a transformation in your own life. So how many out there are saying right now, hey, I'll stand up. I want to see change. I want to see transformation in other people's lives. If that's you, I applaud you. I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader. God's going to be your biggest supporter. He's going to give you what you need when you need it. But don't miss those opportunities. A phone call at 4:15 in the morning, a text message. You can make a difference. You can make a difference in someone else's life. You can show them love. But you'll make a difference in your own life. And you'll be able to stand before God and say, here I am. Send me. And he'll respond, well done, my faithful servant.